from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
I have a daily sports betting show.
We couldn't live without Joe Ostrowski.
Oh, yeah. He's got a lot of Herbert Hoover in him. I got to tell you that much.
No, he's got a lot more than that. He has wagertainment information. He has tips and notes for you. He is Joe Ostrowski, BetQL Daily, 8 to 11 a.m. weekdays, the BetQL Network. Early odds, 8 to 9 a.m. Saturdays on The Score. And with us right now on The Score Hotline, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino. CircaLasVegas.com, twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score. Joe, you had our producer, you know, who is, let me tell you something. Ray Diaz is the hardest working producer out there and is, you know, he's trying to put together on the fly. It's hard to do remote shows. And yet, here he is hauling around bags of thousands of dollars to get your bets down. I hope you took good care of him.
Yeah, yes, I did. Okay. That was intended for him to do after the show. But yeah, I like to make my donation. I'm obsessed with Survivor. Circa released a docuseries following the people that were in the running last year. It's hilarious. Everybody thinks they have it figured out. And then the NFL happens and crazy upsets. It's fun, man. Yeah, I do appreciate Ray getting me in there. So we'll see. I'm already stressing. Hey, I've got a few spots on Circa Survivor because I'm going to be the winner.
Actually pretty entertained by this. I got to check it out. I know it's on their YouTube channel, but
you should.
The way people get so competitive over things that they just cannot control, that right. aspect of it really entertains me.
Well, last year, there are a lot of levels to this. There were some amazing stories. There was a guy that won a piece of the big prize last year. I think he walked away with over $2 million, but he was just so upset because the previous week he lost his mother. And on the Thanksgiving game, he meant to pick the Lions. He picked the Packers and he thought he was out. And then he gets a call from a proxy. He's like, are you going to get your pick in? He's like, what are you talking about? He misclicked and he got the right pick. And then he goes all the way to the end and wins $2.3 million.
He misclicked.
He misclicked. So he stayed in it and then he wins. It was one of the winners. There were a few of them. There was this guy. He went by the name Golden Boy. I guess he's a poker player. He's in this as well. When it was down to 10, 11 people, everybody was begging him, please, let's chop the $8-9 million. Please, we've got to do it. They vote. It's got to be unanimous.
And one guy didn't.
Refused. That was him. That was him. And he was in there saying, I'm the best bettor in the world. Guess what? He walked away with $0. He ended up losing.
Yeah, Derek was telling us about that. Derek Stevens last week. Yeah. Hubris. Hubris is a powerful drug.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now we are getting closer to the season, and is this when more smart money comes in or dumb money comes in?
That's a good question. It depends what we're talking about. So usually I was expecting a Hard Knocks bump, but what's happened with the Bears is the bump just never stopped. It feels like it all happened before we even got to Hard Knocks. It was 8.5 for the win total. We talked about that many, many months ago, even before Caleb Williams was a Bear. And that was, you know, an even bet on both sides. And then it became juiced. And now a lot of books are at 9.5. going up a full win just based off all of the action that we've seen. Anytime Caleb Williams does anything in these preseason games, the line is adjusting a little bit. It was 3, 3.5 most of the offseason for week one against the Tennessee Titans. And now we're out to 4.5, and that's juiced. We might end up getting to 5, which is pretty unheard of for a quarterback making their debut and to be favored by more than a field goal. So that's where we're at on the Bears. Eberflus still the co-favorite now with Jim Harbaugh for the coach of the year. Caleb, the runaway favorite for the offensive rookie of the year. A lot of action coming in on the Bears, but I can't sit here and say that it's because of Hard Knocks. Once they drafted Caleb, it just hasn't stopped.
That makes a lot of sense. I want to know what you think about the rookie of the year situation, because I knew it was jam-packed in the American League, but I didn't even think the National League would be in question, and you're telling me there's a chance Paul Skeens might not be that guy?
Paul Skeens isn't the favorite anymore. Isn't that amazing? That we go from him starting the All-Star game as a rookie, for my money, one of the top two or three stories all season long in all of baseball, all the hype, they keep him down. People are upset about that. It was a few weeks ago, minus 5,000. The books were basically saying, it's over, it's going to be Skeens. And now he's the second favorite behind Jackson Merrill. And the other day against the Cubs, when he gave up a few runs early in the game, the NL Rookie of the Year odds went haywire. Like, it was pretty close between Merrill and Skeens. And then Merrill jumps way ahead. Right now, he's minus 650 favorite because of his late game heroics lately and the run that he's on. Minus 650. And Paul Skeens is plus 300. There's rumors about him getting shut down. The season's over for them. What's the upside in continuing to pitch Skeens at this point? So the bettors are jumping ahead of it. They're thinking Merrill's the guy, that after all this, after this season that Skeens has put together, I think he's got a 2.23 ERA at this point, all the strikeouts, that it looks like he's not even going to win the Rookie of the Year award.
That's wild. And then I think in the American League, it's worth discussing, because I was looking up Wyatt Langford just to see where he was, you know, in the discussion, and it's a packed house.
Yeah, so Couser's the favorite. I don't know that he should be the favorite by this much. BetMGM has minus 1,000, and it still feels like it's up for grabs. Earlier this week, MLB.com posted a straw poll with their baseball writers, just some of them that do vote on this, just about, okay, what would you do right now for the two Rookie of the Years? And yes, Couser had the most amount of votes, but Abreu on the Red Sox was getting some votes. Mason Miller was getting some votes. And those are players that are in that 20-30 to 1 range. So I would not sit here and say that it's completely over with Couser, even though he's the heavy favorite.
Is it true the White Sox under is hit?
Yeah, it already hit.
So that's done. It's over.
What was the under?
What was it?
The 60.5 when we were laughing about how
yes!
low it was.
Oh, my God.
My God.
And yes.
So
yeah, we're
even
not
if
in
they
September.
Win out.
It could win out. Yes. Correct. It could win out. They've got that locked in with their current record of 31-104 with 27 games left. I think when it clinched, there were like 30 games left in the season. That's under. They now, with all these sports books, there's so many markets. They update these win totals on a daily basis. So the White Sox updated win total. What do you think? Where are we at? What are we going to get to?
I think they're gonna pass, so to speak, the Mets.
38?
I really do. I think it's that bleak.
It's a sharp number. 38.5 is the number.
Nailed it.
38.5.
That they're only going to get 7 more wins. This month.
The last 27 games.
That's a reach.
Yeah, it is. It's ridiculous. Anytime it's less than, say, minus 200, you've got to take the favorite. They find ways. It's unreal. I was looking at Flexen. So the last... So he's pitched in 28 games this year.
Oh, it's bad.
They've won 2 of the 28 games he's pitched in. They've lost the last 20 he's pitched in. When Flexen is going, it probably doesn't matter what the price is. You just want to go on the other side. But 38.5 is a number.
Okay. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, now what do we learn from early college football? There aren't a lot of meaningful games. A lot of these are the non-conference purchased victories. But what do you start to learn? What do you look for?
Yeah, last weekend in week zero, it was a lot of underdogs that ended up hitting. I think that's notable. Sometimes early in the season with all the changes, especially the transfer portal, that is something to take a look at. The other idea with the totals and the unders hitting is that the pace of play has slowed down a little bit. Now there's the communication with the coaches and the quarterbacks, it goes on for a longer period of time, so there isn't as much rushing to get to the next play. Some interesting matchups this weekend. You've got Miami going up against Florida. Miami is a short favorite. They've got by far the most talents in the ACC. And then on the Florida side, Napier's about to get fired. I mean, that's the chatter there. When is he going to get fired? So it's always, you know, do you want to trust Mario Cristobal? The sharps are betting Florida. They're taking the home underdog and the swamp, but Miami should win that game. That number's 2.5. Notre Dame and Texas A&M, that was a pick 'em all summer. And now it's Texas A&M favored by 3. One of the big reasons, Notre Dame losing their tackle. It was the replacement for Joe Alt. He goes down to an injury. So it's been ticking more and more towards the Texas A&M side. Riley Leonard, according to all reports, he's looked good in the offseason. Might be some value on the 3, but Notre Dame, 9 of their starters returning on defense. I expect that to be a low scoring game. So the under 46 has been a pretty popular play.
Yeah, that's I just am annoyed by the entire situation.
Which one?
You know how it is. There are teams that just get into the poll because of proximity. Like, let's not forget what happened to A&M last season. They're going to be paying Jimbo Fisher for decades, relatively speaking.
Yep. Yep. Pulled up, was it 70-some million they're giving him to go away?
77?
Oh.
He gets the whole contract?
Yeah. Unreal. I don't care.
No. They spend it on a lot worse things there, too, sometimes, so that might be a good one.
So the Bears' win total might be 9.5.
That's, I said 10. Yeah. I said
10. That's getting...
Bold.
Yeah. Like, that looks a little frothy to me.
When we started the conversation, 8.5, and it's a pick 'em. Okay, I was cool with the over. But now, and even if you find an 8.5, you've got to pay the price. It is, you know, -180, something like that. So yeah, started to touch 9 at some books. If you want plus money, you're going to have to go to 9.5. My issue is you're still expected to be the third place team. The Bears can have a very good year, a good year for Caleb Williams and all the changes on offense, and be in third place, trailing the Lions and of course the Packers. But that's kind of, That's tight. There isn't much wiggle room for you to get over 9, 9.5, looking for double-digit wins as the third-place team. You're basically calling out, okay, I think they're going to be first or second. And then you might as well take them to win the division or make the playoffs.
Yeah, and Matt Eberflus to be coach of the year.
Yes.
Like, if you're, exactly, if you're taking the over on this, you might get better value on the Matt Eberflus coach of the year bet. See, I'm learning these things, Joe.
Yep. There are other ways to bet it instead of just saying, locking yourself in. Okay, I've got to do the win total, but now it's juiced. I don't really want to do it. Well, do something else. All of these other ones are plus money. The Eberflus is 10-1. Yeah, he's the favorite, But he is 10-1, and you get the hard knocks angles and all that.
And then
such
Caleb
a diplomatic
Williams,
answer.
Right, and then Caleb Williams is offensive rookie of the year, too, if they get 10 wins, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. There is a gap. I find that to be interesting, that you do have this ceiling with Jaden Daniels, but Caleb is plus 120, plus 130, and then Daniels is in that 5-1, 6-1 range for the Commanders.
Oh, this is where I can apply the phrase that we were talking about. You may be right.
Joe, thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, Joe.
You guys too. Thanks.
That is Joe Ostrowski. Always interesting stuff from him. You do not have to be a gambler to learn a lot about sports listening to that segment.
Or gambler.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.